The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Gittin daf Lamed Ches, and we are at the Mishnah on daf Lamed Zayin Omid Beis. New sugya, the sugya of Avodim, specifically Eved Kanani. So Shabbos, we were learning Hilchas Gerishin, sugya's about Bittul Aget, Shemois Begittin. Sunday, the daf dealt primarily with Hilchas Shvuos, Hilchas Nedarim. Monday and Tuesday, the Halacha is a Shmita's Ksofim and Prusbol. And today, we turn our attention to the Halachas of Eved Kanani. So just a little bit of background. Once upon a time, slavery was permitted. Lincoln freed the slaves about 150 years ago, but midin Torah, midin et Gemara, there was no question that a man was allowed to own a slave. He could own a Jewish slave, he could own a non-Jewish slave. The parsha of the Jewish slave, the Eved Ivri, is outlined in the Torah in great detail. Every child learns it in yeshiva. It's in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. The fact that a Yid can own a non-Jewish slave, an Eved Kanani, that's mentioned in a few psukim, tucked away in Parshas Bahar. The pasuk in Parshas Bahar, Vayikra Perchafei Pasuk Mem Dalet, Va'avdecha Va'amoscha Asher Yiulach Me'eis Agoyim Asher Svivoseichem Mehem Tiknu Eved Va'oma. So the Torah says that if you want to buy an Eved or an Oma, Me'eis Agoyim Asher Svivoseichem, it's okay. Mehem Tiknu Eved Va'oma. The pasuk continues, V'gam Epnei Ateshovim Hagorim Imochem Mehem Tiknu Umi Mishpachtom Asher Imochem Asher Elidu Ba'artzechem. And then finally, the third pasuk, v'hisnachaltem oisom livnechem achareichem loreshes achuza lo'olam b'hem tavoidu u'b'acheichem b'nei Yisrael ishba'achiv lo'yisir davoy b'farach. Not only can a Yid acquire a non-Jewish slave, an Eved Kanani, but once he acquires him, says the Torah, v'hisnachaltem oisom livnechem achareichem loreshes achuza. It's like he's buying a piece of property. It's like he's buying a land. It becomes part of the Yerusha, part of the family. The Eved Kanani doesn't go out after 6 years. He doesn't go out by yovel, but rather lo'olam behem tavoidu. He is your slave, him, his children, forever and ever. This is the parsha of Eved Kanani, as mentioned in the Torah, here in Parshas Bahar. But the truth is that when a Yid acquires an Eved Kanani, it's not just a monetary acquisition that he's making. And in fact, you find that a Yid that acquires an Eved Kanani has two kinyonim. He has both a kinyon mamon in the Eved, but he has what is known as a kinyon isser as well. And in fact, when it comes time to freeing an Eved Kanani, you can't just write him a... You can't just set him free. You can't just be mafkrim. There's a whole parasha of get shichur. You write a get, and exactly how get shichur works, very similar to get isha. The Gemara makes exer shava, la la me isha. So the kinyan that the Yid is going to have in this Eved Kanani is going to be more than an ordinary kinyan that he would have in some possession that he acquired. What exactly is this kinyan isser? So we'll see a little bit about that in the sugyas during the next couple of days. But a Yid can acquire an Eved Kanani, two kinyanim, kinyan mamon, kinyan isser. It's for that reason that when he frees him, he has to write a get shichur. He has to divorce his Eved, so to speak. It's not enough that he could just allow him to go free. Another very important halacha regarding Eved Kanani is that we know that an Eved Kanani is a shtickle like a Yid. He's treated somewhat like a Yid. You ask someone, what halachas does an Eved Kanani have? He'll tell you, has halachas like a woman. Anything that a woman is chayiv in, an Eved Kanani is chayiv in. Anything a woman is potter from, an Eved Kanani is going to be potter from as well. So for example, Nashim achayiv in all mitzvahs lo yisaseh, an Eved Kanani is going to be chayiv in all mitzvahs lo yisaseh as well. Nashim achayiv in mitzvahs haseh she'en hazman geroma, an Eved Kanani is going to be chayiv in all mitzvahs haseh she'en hazman geroma. Nashim apotter from mitzvahs haseh she'hazman geroma, an Eved Kanani is going to be potter from mitzvahs haseh she'hazman geroma as well. But it's just kedai to hear a Lashon HaRambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perek Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, "Kishem shemolin umatbilan asagerim." Just like if someone comes to be a ger, a non-Jew wants to become a Yid, milin filo kach molin umatbilan esu avodim hanilkochim and agoyim l'shem avdos. So too, a Yid that acquired an Eved Kanani would make his Eved Kanani go through a mila and a tefila. I'm just forwarding. The Rambam says, "Ve'eno eved toivel elu b'fnei shloisha." Ubiyoin kiger. This tefillah has to happen in front of three people. It also has to happen during the day, like the tefillah of a ger. The reason shemiktas gerusu, because when a Eved Kanani becomes an Eved Kenani, he's going through a miktas geirus process, and therefore he has to do things that a ger has to do. He has to do milo, tefillah, it has to be in front of a bezin, it has to be bayoyim. The Rambam continues, Alokh Yud Beis, k'she yishtachar ha-Eved, when the owner frees the slave, tzorech tefillah acheres b'fnei shloisha b'yoyim. The Eved Kenani is going to have to do another tefillah. And through that tefillah, says the Rambam, Shebati gomer geirusai v'yid Yisrael. When he does that second tefillah, that's when he's going to become a full-fledged yid. The ain't tzorech l'kabel of mitzvahs, u'leidia yikri hadas, says the Rambam, however, the ger now, who was an Eved Kenani previously, doesn't have to be mekabel the mitzvahs all over again, shekvar hoydiyu, k'shetovel l'shem avdos, because he already went through that when he initially was toivol l'shem avdos. In other words, what you see from the Rambam is that it's not just a magical thing that you become an Eved Kenani, but mele you miktsas Yisrael. No, the reason an Eved Kenani was miktsas ki Yisrael is because he actually went through a miktsas geirus process. He had milo like a ger has milo. He had tefilo like a ger has tefilo. And not just that, the Rambam says they even told him the mitzvahs, he was mekabel the oil mitzvahs. And it's for that reason that later when he wants to become a full-fledged yid, he doesn't have to be mekabel the oil mitzvahs again. The Rambam's lashon is shekvar hoydiyu k'shatov l'shem avdus. He already went through it. When he wants to become a full-fledged yid, when is that? When his odin frees him, then he needs another tefillah to become a full-fledged yid. He doesn't need milah. He already did milah. He doesn't have to be mekabel the oil mitzvahs. That already happened. Another tefillah b'fnei shloisha. At that point, he's going to be a Yisrael gomer. So again, a yid Mi din Torah was allowed to own slaves, Jewish slaves, non-Jewish slaves, the parsha of Jewish slaves, parshas mishpatim, non-Jewish slaves, three psukim in parshas bahar. When a yid owned a non-Jewish slave, he didn't just work for him, he didn't just have a momentistic abilus inside of him. There was a kinyan moment, there was a kinyan iser. That's why when he wants to free him, he has to divorce him, he has to literally write again. Shichur, not just that, the Eved Kenani had to go through a miktsas geirus process, and it's for that reason throughout Shas, the Eved Kenani is treated somewhat like Yisrael. Anything that a woman is chayivin, that a kani is chayivin, anything a woman's not chayivin, he's not chayivin. But just one other interesting na'ara as an akdamo, and that is, if you look in the pasuk that describes acquiring an Eved Kenani, says the Torah, "Va'avdecha va'amoscha asheyilach me'es ha'goyim ha'shesvi vo'yseichem mehem tiknu Eved va'oma." And I saw in the Znaim L'Torah, the Lutzkerov, he's medayik, that why did the Torah emphasize mehem tiknu? That you should acquire the Eved Kenani mehem from the non-Jews. You could buy an Eved Kenani from a Yid too. You don't have to buy the Eved Kenani dafka from a non-Jew. What's this emphasis of mehem tikno? And he says two beautiful pshatim. The first pshat he says is, I'll read it to you inside. Even though the Torah allowed slavery, but the Torah also was megaladas. She'en lahafich es eretz hakodesh lemerkaz mischar ba'avodim ves am kodesh l'soicharim behem. The Torah didn't want to turn Eretz Yisrael and turn the Jewish people into people that are involved in slave trade. The Yisrael hazokuk le'eved l'tzarech tashmisha. A yid that needs an eved for whatever reason, it's practical. Yiknoisa mimekar rishon. He should go buy an eved, but buy it mehem. The moment a yid buys a slave and now he sells the slave, you created a secondary market. They're buying, they're flipping, they're selling. That's already not cool. You want to own a slave, the Torah is okay with it. From the Torah's moralistic perspective, it's fine. Slavery is okay. It's definitely permissible. But slave trade, that's already a whole different deal. And to create a shuk in a secondary market where people are buying slaves and they're bundling them and they're packaging them and they're selling them for a profit and for a loss, to turn this into a business, that's already not something that the Torah is okay with. So mehem, you want to buy it directly from the source? Take note, that's okay, that's fine. But once a yid is buying a slave from another yid, now you already turned this into a whole trade. It's a business, it's a geshäft. That's something the Torah has an issue with. That's his first pshat. The second pshat he says is, based on this Rambam that we just mentioned, that when a yid acquired an Eved Kenani, that Eved Kenani became a yid. He went through a geirus process. So a yid sitting down, he needs a slave. So he has two options. He could either buy one mehem from a non-Jew, or he can go to a yid and he can buy his yid slave. Says the Znaim L'Torah, makes more sense to buy it from the guy. Because if you buy it from the guy, that slave, presumably right now, is just a guy. Now that you acquired him, he's going to go through a geirus process. You would just marba another yid in the world. If you buy it, however, from a yid, so that Eved Kenani already had his miktsas geirus. So now by you acquiring him, you're not being marba Yisraelim ba'olam. So it makes more sense to buy it mehem because there's an added benefit. You're being marba another yid in the world. Either way, on that note, we begin the Mishnah. Zok to Mishnah. Evet shenishba, an evet kanani that belonged to a yid shenishba. He was captured. Upada uhu, and somebody else went and he did pidyon shvuyim. He redeemed this evet. Says the Mishnah. Im l'shum evet. If the poida was poida this slave l'shum evet with the intent of him remaining a slave, yishtabi, then the eved remains a slave. If the poida, however, redeemed him with the intent of freeing him, lo yishtabi, then he in fact goes free. Shimon Gamliel says, ben kach, irregardless of what the intent of the redeemer was, yishtabi, this eved is going to remain an eved. Says the Gemara, b'mayaskin, what are we talking about? Ilei melifnei yiyush, are we talking about where the owner of the slave was not miyayish? Lushum ben chayr amai loy, that who cares if somebody else came and he was poida this eved with the intent of freeing him? It's very nice. This poida had very noble intentions on my cheshbon. This eved belongs to me. I wasn't miyayish. It's mine. So you could be poida him from today till tomorrow with the intent of freeing him, but I have a vote because I own him. And elo la'acha yiyush. And if it's talking about where the owner was miyayish, then l'shum eved amai yishtabed. Then how come if he was poida, the eved l'shum eved, does he remain an eved to the extent that the owner was miyayish? So he relinquished his rights in this eved. At that point, he certainly should go free. So the Gemara asks a very basic question on a very ambiguous Mishnah. And as a result, we have two Mahalchim in the Gemara, Machlokes, Abaye and Rava, how to understand Poshe Pshat in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Omer Abaye. Abaye says, let me answer this question and let me walk you through how you understand this Mishnah. Really, the Mishnah is talking about where the owner of the eved was not miyayish. Now, what does the Mishnah mean? Ulushum eved, he was now captured. Somebody else came out of the goodness of his heart, and he was poida this eved. If he was poida lushum eved, then the halacha of the Mishnah that says yishtabid means yishtabid l'rabbi rishon. He goes back to his original owner. And the reason is because the original owner was never miyayish. So if he was never miyayish, the poida was poida him l'shum eved. There's no reason in the world he shouldn't go back to his original owner. L'shum ben chayrin. If, however, the poida was poida l'shum ben chayrin, lo yishtabe. Then the Mishnah says lo yishtabe. What does lo yishtabe mean? Lo l'rabbi rishoy, not to the original owner. V'lo l'rabbi sheni. Nor can this person who just redeemed him keep him either. L'rabbi sheni lo. The reason the second owner can't keep him is pasha dal l'shum ben chayrin parke, because he never had any rights in him. The fact that he was poida him is not, doesn't matter either, because he was paid in with the intent of freeing him. So certainly he has no schus in him. The Rabbi Rishon Amilei, the chiddush is that he doesn't go back to the Rabbi Rishon either. Why is it a chiddush? Because Rabbi Rishon wasn't miyayish. So if he wasn't miyayish, why does he lose him? And there's a special takana, dilma mimni v'loi parki, because the chabon were concerned that people won't want to be poida this Eved Kanani if they know that this Eved Kanani is anyways going back to work for his original Eved. And being that the Eved Kanani is a Yid, and Pidyon Shvuyim is very important, how important is it, the Loshon HaRambam in Perek Ches Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Ein Locha Mitzvah Rabba Ke Pidyon Shvuyim, so it's pretty important. So it's for that reason we want to encourage people to do Pidyon Shvuyim. So if I have an option now to free a slave out of captivity, and I ask someone, so what's going to happen after I free him? Oh, he's going to go back. He's going to be an Eved Kanani. For that, I'm not going to waste my time. So let him just sit in captivity rather than have to go be a slave for somebody else. So people will be discouraged from doing Pinyin Shvuyim. So it's for that reason that the Chachamim said that even though the owner wasn't Miyayish, so based on Gidrei Chayshim Mishpat, really, if this Eved is freed from captivity, he should go back to Rabbi Yerushalayim. But we're concerned, Dilma Mimni V'Lei Parki, people will be hesitant, they won't want to redeem the slave. So they said that if you redeemed him L'shum Avdus, okay, then he goes back to Rabbi Yerushalayim. But if you redeemed him L'shum Menchayrin, lo yishtabi, not Rabbi Sheni, because he has no schos in him, and not Rabbi Yerushalayim either, although he does have a schos, again, for this takana, Dilma Mimni V'Lei Parki. Rav Shimon Gamliel, who is the second opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, who said, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach Yishtabit, what did he mean? Ben Kachu, Ben whether this person was poydim l'shem avdus or he was poydim l'shem min chayrim, he always goes back to Rabbi Rishon. Why should he always go back to Rabbi Rishon? Because Rabbi Rishon was never miyayish. You, the Chachamim, were concerned. Dilma mimni v'loy parki. I'm not worried about that because I hold that k'shem shem mitzvah lifte says b'nei chayrim kach mitzvah lifte says avodim. And Eved Kanani is like a yid. So the mitzvah pinyin shvuyim relates to an Eved Kenani just like it does to a full-fledged Yisrael. So why are you worried that people won't be Poydim? Of course they will. People know how important the mitzvah of Pinyan Shvuyim is. They know the Eved Kenani is like Yisrael. And it's for that reason people will certainly be Poydim. I saw some Rishonim speak out that the Chachamim knew that. The Chachamim knew Kishem Shem Mitzvah Liftei says Bnei Chayrim Kach Mitzvah Liftei says Avadim. The Machloikis in the Gemara is not a Lomdash Machloikis. Is there a mitzvah Pinyan Shvuyim by Eved Kenani, or is there not a mitzvah Pinyan Shvuyim by Eved Kenani? Everybody agrees there's a mitzvah. Eved Kenani is Kemitzas Yisrael, like a woman, just like there'd be a mitzvah to be paid to a woman from captivity, there's a mitzvah to be paid to Eved Kenani as well. The machlokes is what people think. From people's perspective, will they somewhat be hesitant to be paid to an Eved Kenani, despite the fact that he's a Yid, and despite the fact that there's a mitzvah rabbi pinyan shvuyim, if they know that he's anyways going to remain a slave, or not? That was this machlokes. But either way, Abaye was mefarish that the Mishnah is talking about lifnei yiyush, if the Poyda was Poydim L'Shem Abdos, he goes back L'Rabbi Rishon, that's easy. If he was Poydim L'Shem Ben Chayrim, there's a Chiddush, he goes free, Dilma Mimni V'Lei Parki. Reb Shem Gamliel is not worried about that, because he holds people are just as careful in being Poydim Eved Kenani as they are in being Poydim a full-fledged Yisrael. Rava, my Rava has a completely different understanding of the Mishnah. La'olam La'acha Yish. Really, the Mishnah is talking about La'acha Yish. Okay, so walk us through the Mishnah. L'Shem Eved, when the Mishnah says that if the person was poydim l'shem eved yishtabed, it doesn't mean yishtabed the Rabbi Rishon, like it meant in Abaye's Mishnah, because the Rabbi Rishon was miyayish. There's no reason he should get it. So what does l'shem eved yishtabed mean? It means the Rabbi Yisheni. L'shem ben chayrin. And when the Mishnah said l'shem ben chayrin, lo yishtabed, lo the Rabbi Rishon, lo the Rabbi Yisheni, why not? The Rabbi Yisheni lo the l'shem ben chayrin parke. If he was poydim l'shem ben chayrin, why should he keep him? And the Rabbi Rishon nami lo, it doesn't go back to the Rabbi Rishon either, dolacha yushava, because he was already miyayish. Reb Shim Gamliel lo imer. Reb Shim Gamliel said, what does Benkachu Benkach Yishtabed mean? Either way, whether the second person was Poida L'shum Avdos or whether he was Poida L'shum Menchayrin, Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishon. So here, Rava agrees with Abaye's understanding of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel definitely meant Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishon. And what's the reason for it? Now it's a Chiddush. In Abaye's Mishnah, Reb Shimon Gamliel made a lot of sense. Either way, Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishon, because he was never Miyayish. You, the Chachamim, are worried about some far-fetched concern. I'm not worried about it. But in this, in Rava's Mishnah, it's a Chiddush that Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishon. Because if the Rabbi Rishon was Miyayish, and it's for that reason that the Chachamim held that if the second person was Poydel L'Shom Avdus, he keeps it, because the Rabbi Rishon was ready Miyayish. So why does Reb Shimon Gamliel hold not that way? Benkach hu benkach yishtabet. The reason is k'dechizkiya nusfar. Adam achizkiya mipnei ma amru. Benkach hu benkach yishtabet. Shloi kol echad ve'echad hoylech u'mapal atzmei l'gaisleis u'mafki atzmei dey rabbi. Because either way, there'll be, because otherwise it'd be a very easy way for a person to break out of being an Eved Kenani. Someone's an Eved Kenani. He doesn't want to be an Eved Kenani anymore. You know what he's going to do? He's going to force himself into captivity. Then there'll be a parlor meeting, Pidyon Shvuyim. They're going to redeem him, and he's going to go free. So people, we didn't want that. So we said, if you're an Eved Kenani, and you're captured, and then you're freed, even if the owner is Miyayish, so based on Gidrei Chosha Mishpat, really he doesn't have a schus in you anymore, it doesn't matter. He's either way going to go back. So bottom line is, we had a machlokes, Abaye v'Rava had on understand the Mishnah. According to Abaye, the Mishnah is going lifnei yiyush. According to Rava, the Mishnah is going la'acha yiyush. A nafkemina between Abaye and Rava is that when the Mishnah said that v'shum avdus yishtabe doesn't mean the Rabbi Rishon or doesn't mean the Rabbi Sheni. According to Abaye, it's lifnei yiyush, it means the Rabbi Rishon. According to Rava, it's la'acha yiyush, it means la'acha, it means the Rabbi Sheni. Either way, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds benkach hu benkach yishtabe the Rabbi Rishon. What the svara of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is depends on whether you learn the Mishnah like Abaye, you learn the Mishnah like Rava. According to Abaye, the punchline was Gishem Shemitzvah Liftei Says Bnei Chayrim Kach Mitzvah Liftei Says Avodim. According to Rava, the punchline was Shlei Kol Echad VeEchad Hoylech Umapel Atzmoi LeGaisois Umafkia Atzmoi Bidei Rabbi. So Beisvei Akash, very Kishmak Akasha. Neisvei Omla Reb Shimon Gamliel Gishem Shemitzvah Liftei Says Bnei Chayrim Kach Mitzvah Liftei Says Avodim. We have a brisa where Reb Shimon Gamliel didn't just state his opinion, which is Benkach Ubenkach Yishtabed, but he gave us a reason. What was the reason? Gishem Shemitzvah Liftei Says Bnei Chayrim Kach Mitzvah Liftei Says Avodim. This was Reb Shimon Gamliel's reason, the way Abaye was mefarish the Mishnah. Bishlam la Abaye da Omar Lifnei Yiyush Hainu de Kamar Gishem. Abaye said the Mishnah was Lifnei Yiyush. So really, it's Pashut that the Rabbi Rishon should keep this Eved. The Chachamim were worried Dilma Mimni V'loy Parki. To that, Reb Shimon Gamliel countered Gishem Shemitzvah Liftei Says Bnei Chayrim Kach Mitzvah Liftei Says Avodim. That was the punchline of Reb Shimon Gamliel according to Abaye. So this brayso supports Abaye. Elu L'Rava da Omar La'achayiyush Kiddush, Hai Kishem, the reason it's Yishtab the Rabbi Rishon is not because of a Kishem, but Mishum the Chizki, it's because there's this Nuchshash that a person will try to free himself by allowing himself to be captured. Amalach Rava, so Rava said, I agree. Rav Shimon Gamliel, they have a yod that might come to Rabbanim. Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't sure what the Rabbanim's opinion was. If you said your halacha, lifnei yish, hainu kishem, then my response is kishem, which was the way Abaya explained Rav Shimon Gamliel's response. And ila acha yish kamritu, and if you're saying ila acha yish, kidech iskiya. Zok to Gemara vaitabul. Rava, do amal acha yish, according to Rava that the Mishnah is going la acha yish, ula rabbi, sheni. And when the Mishnah says, l'shum eved yishtabit, it means l'rabbi sheni. Why not l'rabbi rishon? The rabbi rishon was already miyayish. Freik to Gemara, mi rabbi sheni, mi man konile. How was he koine him? You have to make a kinyan. You can't just get an eved. The fact that you applied to him, that in itself gives you a kinyan. So the Gemara says, yeah, perhaps that is a kinyan. But the problem is there has to be a makna on the other side of the equation. Meaning, you want to be kinyan something, you could be kinyan, but someone has to be makna to you. So the Gemara's kash is, who's being makna this eved to the Rabbi Sheni? So the Gemara says, Mishabai. You were cutting it from the captures. The people that captured the Eved are the ones being Makna, the Eved Kanani, now to the Rabbi Sheni. But the Gemara's cash is, Shabai Gufei Mikonile, how were they themselves koina this eved? And it's more of a pitmiya, shaboy gufe mikonile. Can they be koina this eved? The Gemara says, in, they can't. Konile, la maise yadav. They could be koina the eved, la maise yadav. And the chiddush is that these shaboy were presumably non-Jews. So if they were non-Jews, how could the non-Jew be koina an eved kanani? And the teretz is, a non-Jew can be koina an eved kanani, al kolponim la maise yadav. Domri shlokish, rishlokish said, minay levi kechom shkones evi kechov la maise yadav. How do you know that a goy could be koina an another guy, the Maisa Yadav, Shenemar, it's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'gam b'pnei hatoshavim hagorim imachem mehem tiknu u'mimishpachtem asher imachem asher elidu ba'artzachem v'hoyu lachem la'chuzah." So we learn as follows: V'gam b'pnei hatoshavim hagorim imachem mehem tiknu atem koyne mehem. You a yid can be koyne nevet knani v'lo yehem koyne mikem. An Eved Kanani, a guy, cannot be koine Yisrael. Additionally, v'loyhem koine zem, they cannot be koine each other. Yochel yiknu zeze, I would think they can't be koine each other. Afraid to go on, 1 second. You just said, v'loyhem koine zem izeh. Yochel yiknu zeze. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamer." This is what it means. V'loyim koinim zem mizeh legufoy. A guy can't be koin another guy legufoy. Yochel lo yiknu zeh zel ma'isi yadav. I would think that he also can't be koin another guy lema'isi yadav. Amrit kalvachaymer. We say no, he can, and we know me kalvachaymer. What's the kalvachaymer? Oivet kechavim yisrael koina. A guy could be koina yisrael lema'isi yadav. Rashi brings that learned out from Sukkim. Oivet kechavim like kolshkein. So certainly a guy could be koina another guy. Meaning a yid could be koina a guy. Le gufoy, he can acquire his guf. He can own an eved kanani. A goy midin Torah cannot own an eved kanani in the sense that lo ilamem tavoidu, he owns his guf. A goy, however, can be koina another goy le maisi yadav. He can own him to the extent that his earnings belong to him, and not just that, a guy could even own a yid, l'maisa yada. But the bottom line is, what we need for our sugya, is that a guy can own another guy, l'maisa yada. If he can own another guy, l'maisa yada, so the shaboy were koina this Eved Kanani when they captured this Eved Kanani. They now had a kinyan in him. The Rabbi Sheni, who took the Eved Kanani from the shaboy, were therefore koina, was koina this Eved Kanani from the shaboy. That's the Gemara's teretz. Zok to Gemara weiter. The Ema, but the Gemara asks another kasha. The Ema hani mili bekaspa. If the whole makar that a guy could be koina another guy lemaisi yadav is learned out from the fact that a guy could be koina yid lemaisi yadav, if you look in that parsha in the Torah, the parsha says that a guy can be koina a yid al yidei kinyan kesef. So if that's the makar that a guy could be koina a guy should only be able to be koina a guy lemaisi yadav also al yidei kinyan kesef. Over here there was no kesef; he didn't pay for him. How was he koina this guy kinyan chazaka? Presumably, he worked him. That would be kinyan chazaka. Now, an eved is nicknas bechazaka, because the eved is hukash l'karkois, and just like a Karka is niktis bekesef shtar v'chazaka, and Eved is also niktis bekesef shtar v'chazaka. But the kash is, how do you know that a goy could be koina another goy lemaisa yadav al yidei chazaka, which is the kinyan over here? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says you learn it from somewhere else. Amoin umoyav tiaroi besichin. What is this referring to? We know that the Torah says that a yid was not allowed to conquer any land in Amoin umoyav. However, there was a city called Cheshbon, and Cheshbon was a city that was conquered by the Yidden. And the reason Yidden were allowed to conquer Cheshbon is even though belonged to Bnei Amon is because before the Yidden conquered Cheshbon, Sichon Melech HaMoiri had conquered Cheshbon. And once Sichon conquered Cheshbon, it became part of the Arze HaMoiri, and it belonged to HaMoiri. Yid is allowed to go after HaMoiri. So Amon Umoyav Tiaroi B'Sichon. Sichon Melech HaMoiri was somehow Metahir, the lands of Amon Umoyav, and he allowed the Yidden to now take some of those lands. So what do you see from there? You see that Sichon was able to conquer Amun Umayyav. How would they conquer Amun Umayyav? Obviously, Ayyidei Chazaka. So a guy can be koina from a guy Ayyidei Chazaka. So too, when a guy is able to be koina the Maisi Yadav of another guy, he could do it Ayyidei Chazaka as well. Thus, the Shaboi were koina the Evet Kanani from the Yid Ayyidei Chazaka. The Rabbi Sheni is now koina it back from the Shaboi, and that's how it works. But the Gemara asks, Ashkechon Evikechavim, Evikechavim, Evikechavim Yisrael Minolan. All you see from Amun Umayyav is that a goy could be koina from a goy al yidei chazaka. How do you know a goy could be koina from a yid, which is what's going on in our Mishnah? It says the Gemara, "D'chsiv vayish mimenu shevi." You're right. We have to come on to another makor. The pasuk says, "Vayishma haknani melech harod yoshev haneged ki bo Yisrael delcha asorim vayilochem bi Yisrael vayish mimenu shevi." That they came and they captured the goyim, captured yidin. So the lash vayish mimenu shevi sounds like they didn't just capture them. It sounds like they actually owned them. So you see that a goy can't capture a yid and have a kinyan in him, and it's for that reason that this whole story plays itself out. So either way, we're going through Gemara here that yeshiva take a lot of time. So these are all good kashas, and I'm Rishonim, and you could spend the rest of the day if you like. Open a Rajba, a Ramban, a Ritva, and a Ran, and I'm sure all the kashas are asked there, and you'll probably see good to root some to all these kashas. We have to figure out a way to learn this blot, make a gishmak with a little bit of raid in about 37 minutes, so we'll do the best we can. Omer Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Omer Rav Yechra, Eved Shebarach B'Beis Asurin, and Eved that was in jail, and he ran away B'Beis Asurin, Yotzal Echeres, he goes free. V'loyoy, not just that, Elo Shekoyfin Es Rabbi, V'Koysev Loy, Get Shechra. Not only does he go free, but we force his master to write a Get Shechra. Time we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shemin Gamliel Loy, Rav Shemin Gamliel said, Benkach Hu Benkach, Yishtabit, that wherever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel makes a statement in Shas, halacha k'moisa, the halacha is always like him. Chutz me'orev v'tzidoin v'rayachrin. There's three exceptions, but every other place besides for those three, the halacha is always like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Freik the Gemara. Bishleimo la'abayos. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Rabbi Yochanan made two statements. The second statement was a simpler statement. Halacha is always like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay. The first statement Rabbi Yochanan said was that an Eved that runs away mi beiso asurim, yotze lecheres. So a Yid owned an Eved Kanani, he's in jail now. He ran away from jail, he somehow goes free. So the Gemara's kasha is, how could Rabbi Yochanan have passed in those two halachas? If Rabbi Yochanan held Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Benkach hu benkach yishtabe, the Eved Kanani, who was captured and then was freed, always goes back to Rabbi Rishon. Then why is it that if the Eved Kanani was in a Beis Asurim and he was Yotzel Echeros, he doesn't go back to his other? So the Gemara says as follows, Bishloim el Abaya, Bishloim the way Abaya learned the Mishnah, that the Mishnah was going all Lifnei Yosh. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, "Benkach u'benkach yishtabel Rabbi Mishan." It meant lifnei yush. So moikilo lahai lifnei yush. The Mishan is talking lifnei yush. V'hai la'achay yush. And this other halacha, Rabbi Yechanan, is la'achay yush. So Rabbi Yechanan paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah, which is benkach u'benkach yishtabel, but that's all lifnei yush. La'achay yush. That's already a whole different shulchan aruch. So evet shabarach mi'beis ha'asurim yotzal lecheres. That's la'achay yush. Elo the Rava, but according to Rava, the amal lifnei achay yush that it said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said is halacha even la'achay. So even la'acha yiyosh, the halacha is that an eved that leaves always ends up coming back. So kashat Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, we have a steer Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan said eved shebarach mibeis asurim yotzal lecheres. And here you have Rabbi Yochanan who said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara Gishmak Yeteretz. Omal lecha rov time amai. What's the reason that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said benkach u benkach yishtabit according to Rava? It was mishum dechizkiyah. Because otherwise we were concerned that Avodah would always give themselves up to get themselves free. Here, we don't have that concern. Because this is a person who was already in captivity, and now he's risking his life to get out of captivity. So this particular Eved, we don't have to be concerned, is ever going to give himself up, because he's clearly not comfortable in the state of captivity. He was Baruch HaBeis HaAsurim. Being Baruch HaBeis HaAsurim, he's risking his life. So being that the particular reason that Rav Shimon Gamliel said his halacha doesn't apply to this Eved, it's for that reason. Here, Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha will not apply. I'm saying to my Shmuel Ishtaboy. Shmuel had an Omo. She had a Shivcha Knanis. She was captured. Parkula Shom Amasa. People got together and they did Pidyon Shvuyim. Vishadrule. Then they, after they redeemed her, they sent her back to Shmuel. Shochule, they sent Shmuel the following question. Anak Rav Shimon Gamliel Sfirlon. They told him like as follows. We hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and being that we hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, we're returning her, because that's the halacha. Benkachu benkach, yishtab. They added to Shmuel, and at inami k'rabbanon Sfirlon. And even if you hold like the Rabbanon, that hold that it's not so pashut, you don't always say yishtab of the Rabbi Rishon. Anan l'shum amasa parkinah nahalo. We redeemed her L'shem Eved, and being that we redeemed the L'shem Eved, Mamon of Shach, you're going to get her. Meaning the whole machloik is, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Chavon, the Mishnah was, if the second person redeemed this Eved, L'shem Ben Chayr. But if the second person redeemed the L'shem Eved, then Mamon of Shach goes back to the Rabbi Rishon. So that's what they told Shmuel. Number one, we hold Allah as Rav Shimon Gamliel, so for sure it goes back to you. And even if not, we should know we did a L'shem Amasa. But the Gemara says, V'inu Sava Lifnei Yishava. They thought, these people that sent Shmuel this letter, that Shmuel had not been miyayish. V'loi, but that wasn't the case. L'achayush hafo. Really, it had taken place l'achayush. And being that Shmuel was already miyayish, Shmuel held like Abaya that the Mishnah was dafka lifnei yish, but l'achayush then already, it belongs to the Rabbi Sheni, and that's why Shmuel felt at this point he wasn't entitled anymore to keep this Amma, because even though the Mishnah says that Lishum ben Lishum Eved Yishtabed, but according to Abaya, it only belongs to the Rabbi Rishon Lifnei Yish. But La'acha Yish, at that point, it's not going to belong to the Rabbi Rishon anymore, so you keep it. I was Miayish, so Mi'ikra Din, it really belongs to you. And the Gemara says, V'shmul, lo'imi bo'i d'shtabud lo'i mishtabilo. Not only did Shmuel not keep her, because he felt that it was La'acha Yish, he had no right to keep her anymore, elegit d'cherus anam le'yatzcha. Not only that, he didn't feel that he had a right to get shicher either. And the reason is, Shmuel tameh, Shmuel d'shitas it, Shmuel said, Hamafker avda yotza l'cherus, ve'enei tzarech. This will be a sugya in the next few days, but Shmuel held a shita that if somebody makes his eved hefker, you don't have to write a get shicher. So even though the real way to be meshacher your eved is with a get shicher, but hamafker avdoi, at that point, yotzal l'cheiros. And being that he was miyayish on this eved, it's the equivalent of hefker. And just like hamafker avdoi yotzal l'cheiros vein tzarech get shicher, hamiyayish me avdoi yotzal l'cheiros vein tzarech get shicher. How does Shmuel know this? Halach shenem, it's learned from a pasuk. V'chol eved ish Miknas Kesef. Shmuel was bothered. Eved Ishvili, Eved Isha, Ella, Eved Sheyesh, Loi Rishus, Lirabayolov, Kari Eved, She'en Loi Rishus, Lirabayolov, En Kari Eved. An Eved is only an Eved when his master has Rishus. Once he's Mafkrim, he doesn't have Rishus over him anymore. At that point, he's not an Eved. He doesn't need to get Shechir either. Another story. Amsei de Rab Abba Bar Zutra Ishtaboy. Rab Abba Bar Zutra had an Amma, and she was captured. Porka Ahur Tarmuda. So another guy did Pidyon Shvuyim, redeemed this Amma. So she went not from a goy to a yid, but from a goy to another goy. Says the Gemara, and he redeemed her, l'shum itza. His intention was to marry her. So they sent Rab Abba the following. If you want to do the right thing, send this girl a shtar shichrer, free her. So the Gemara says as follows, hey, what's going on over here? Why in the world would that be the right thing to do? What are we accomplishing? Ida matzi parkila, were we able to redeem her? Then lama l'gita d'cherusin, just redeem her. Keep it simple. Do it l'shum mecheirin. Shall I always go free? And ida loy matzi parkila, and if you can't redeem her, kishata l'gita d'cherusin mehava. Here the issue was that she was in the hands of another guy. She went from one pidyon shvuyim to another pidyon shvuyim. So what are you gaining exactly by sending a get shichra? The assumption was that she's going to be freed somehow. You're not freeing her by giving her a get shicher. The goy, this tarmuda, is not going to honor the get shicher. What you need now is to raise money. You need a pidyon shvuyim. You need to buy her, not give her a get shicher. So The question was, what exactly did they mean when they told Rab Abba, Iyos Abdos, if you want to do the right thing, Shadalo Gita? So the Gemara says as follows. Really, it was a situation where they could have been Poida. They wanted to do opinion Shvuyim. The problem is, it's very hard. This is not a good cause. It's very hard to raise money to go redeem a Shivcha. No one's interested in redeeming a shivcha. So they told Rab Abba, free her. Once you free her, she's not a shivcha anymore. Now we're going to redeem her. Meaning the end game was not to get shivcha. The end game was the pidyon shvuyim. But if you want the pidyon shvuyim to work, if you want to be able to raise the necessary funds, the first thing you're going to have to do is free her. Maybe it was talking about how they couldn't redeem her. So what was the point of the get shivcha? They felt that if you're going to give her get shivcha, maybe the husband, this man, this guy who redeemed this girl with the intention to marry, he won't be interested in living with her anymore because he's not going to want to live with a Jewish woman. So that was the point. The point was, give her a get shechrer. Now she becomes a Yisraelis. She became a Yisraelis. Maybe now the guy's not going to want her anyway. Doesn't want a Jewish wife. Frank the Gemara, is that so? V'amamar chaviv lehem behemten shel Yisrael yoysim nishasem. It's Gemara Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that a guy would rather, this is in the context of Znus, be with the behema of a Yid, a Jewish behema than a non-Jewish woman. But the Gemara says, "Ani mili b'tzina." That's true, but that's when no one's looking. Aval b'farhesia, he's not going to admit it publicly. Zilu b'hu milsa. So if you're going to make a big fuss, a big tumult, and say she's Jewish, he's going to be embarrassed from his friends that he has a Jewish wife. And like this, he'll end up letting her go. Another story. He amsa the habas b'pumpadisa. There was a amma that lived in Pumpedisa, the Habakum Abiyah in Chi Yisura, that people were being nichshol in Averis of Znuswether. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, he loved Amar Abiyah Damashmu. Were it not for the fact of you to send the name of Shmu, come a Shachar Abda, everybody say, that if someone is Meshachar, his Evid Kanani, he's over an Asay. What's the Asay? It says, Lo Oilam Bohem Tavoidu. So if not for the fact that you're not allowed to be Meshachar, your Evid, Havi Kaifnale, the Mar of a Kosovo, get to the Jerusalem. I would have forced the owner to write a get Shachar. Ravina Amar, Ravina said, Kiha, no, in this case, Moider Rav Yehuda. Everybody agrees you're allowed to. Meaning, even though Rav Yehuda was the one that said, in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel, call Meshachar Abda Everybah say, but in this case, what people are doing Yisurim, there's no question he would allow it. Why? Because if there's an Isser taking place, it's certainly going to be okay. If Abaya faked the Gemara, did Abaya not know that? Abaya said, were it not for the fact that it's Usser, I would have told you to free her. Meaning, Abaya holds, Loilamem Tavoidu is not Nitchis B'makim Isser. How could that be? This is something we already know B'shem Rav Yitzchok. There was a story with a woman, Shechetz Yashifchia, the Chetz Yabascha, the reason they forced the Adon to free this girl was because people were doing Yisurim. So this precedent's already way before the times of Abaya. And everybody agrees that even though there's a mitzvah saseh of lo'ilam bam tavoidu, but b'makim Yisur, it's different. So the Gemara says, no, hachi hashtoi. Abaya held, you can't bring a raya from that story. Hasam, you know why they had to free the Rabbi is because there was no way of dealing with this chatzia shifcha chatzia bas chayrim. Because loyla evet chazia, v'loyla ben chayrim chazia. The problem is, she wasn't a full-fledged evet. So they had no way of having full control over her. Today she's a shifcha, tomorrow she's not a shifcha. Today yeah, tomorrow not. So how are you going to control her? And to the extent that she was causing problems, they said just free her, let her move to the other side of the country, you won't have to deal with her anymore. But hacha, where you're dealing with a full-fledged shifcha, efshe d'miyachal l'avde, yamantala. Here what you could do is, you can marry her off to an evet, let the evet take care of her. So here there was an eitz of taking care. The chetzi shifcha, chetzi baschar, you don't have total control over her, she can't get married to anybody. There you have issues. It's for that reason, Abaya held. There was Bidales Breira. Here there was another option, so he wasn't going to just be matred. Gufa. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Kol Meshachar Avdoi, Oiver Ba'asei, Shenemar, Lo Oilam Behem Tavoidu. Someone who frees an Evet Kanani is Oiver Ba'asei, meaning Lo Oilam Behem Tavoidu is not just a schus, doesn't just give you rights, but it's actually a mitzvah. You have no choice but to enslave this Kanani for his entire life. There was a story with Rebbe Lezer who once entered the Beis HaKnesses, and he didn't have a minion. The Shichur Avdai, there were nine people. So what's he supposed to do? So he had an Evid over there. The Shichur Avdai, he freed his slave. Oh, now he freed him. Now he's a full-fledged Yid. The Shlimel Asara, and he was the Tzenta. He was able to use him as a minion. So you see that you're allowed to be Meshachar and Evid Kanani, says the Gemara. Don't bring a Raya from there. Mitzvah Shani. Shani. Oh, that was for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, it's different. We'll get back to this in a minute. Tana Rabbanu, Loi Lebem Tavoidu Rishos, Divi Rabbi Yishmo. Rabbi Akiva, Oymer Chayva. This is one of three places where Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Akiva argue in Shas, had a teach a certain pasuk in the Torah, doesn't mean mitzvah, or doesn't mean rishos. So the Gemara says, well, if there's really a machloikis, Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Akiva, there is a sheet that's Rabbi Yishmael that holds that Lo'ilum Tem Tavoidu is a Rishos, that what was the kasha we had a minute ago on Rabbi Eliezer? How was he able to free a slave as a tzeita? Maybe he held like Rabbi Yishmael. V'dim Rabbi Eliezer k'Rabbi Tzavolo k'man dam Rishos. Maybe he held like Rabbi Yishmael that Lo'ilum Tem Tavoidu is really Rishos. The Gemara says, Lo'isol g'day, it can't be. The time we learned to the Braisa, Behedya, Rabbi Eliezer, Oymer, Choyva. One last Gemara, Omer Rabbah, Bahani Tlas Mili Nochsi Balabata Minichseim. There are three things that caused the Balabata Shehidin to lose their Parnasa. Number one, the Mafki of Dar L'Chei Rusa. They free their Eved Kananis. This is not just a bad thing to do, that it's Osir, but it's a school of Faranius. With the Sire Nechsai B'Shabbata, they look over their Nechosim on Shabbos. With the Kavis, with the Sire B'Shabbata, and they sit down, they eat their Suda on Shabbos. When? Be'idim Be'Medrasha. Instead of being a Bismedrash and learning, at the time that people are learning a Bismedrash, they're praving their Suda. There were two families in Yerushalayim. Achas Kavis with us B'Shabbata. One used to always eat their Suda on Shabbos, which is what you're supposed to do, but they used to go extend itself into Seder. The Achas Kovus Ubasa, the Erev Shabbos, and the other one, they used to eat their Toyamel, but they took it to a whole nother level. The Shteyem Nekru, they both were uprooted, they were both punished for what they did. So just one thing. We learned the Gemara earlier, Ma'isav Rabbi Eliezer, the story of Rabbi Eliezer. He enters the Beis HaKnesses and he couldn't find a minion. So what did he do? V'shicher Avda, he freed his slave. V'shlimei la'asar. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how was he able to do that? Lo'ilu b'em tavoidu. You can't be over a mitzvah saseh just to have another person to be part of your minion. The Gemara says, yes, you can. Mitzvah shiny. Here he was doing a mitzvah. Being he was doing a mitzvah, over here it was okay. All the Rishonim asked two greater Kashas on this Gemara. Kasha number one, we're very familiar with the concept of tchiyah. There's an idea of sometimes you're posed with, on the one hand, if I do this, I'm the kind of mitzvah. Then again, if I do this, I'm also being over an iser. So should I do the mitzvah at the expense of the iser? Or should I observe the iser at the expense of the mitzvah? So what's the rule? I say, doichalois, I say, ein I say, doichalois, I say, I say, ein I say, doichalois, I say, by chorus, the whole Shulchan Aruch of how you treat a tchiyah. But tchiyah usually starts with an asay and a lois asay. If you have an asay and another asay, you don't really find the halachas of tchiyah. Over here, lo'ilu b'em tavoidu is not a lois asay, it's an asay. You have a tchiyah where an asay is being doicha an asay. And heichon matzino, that asay should be doicha asay. In fact, one of the reasons, one of the svaras given, why asay is not doicha lois asay v'asay, is because the asay can be doicha the lois asay. It just can't be doicha the asay. So kasha number one, this lo'ilu b'em tavoidu, which is an asay, it's not a lois asay, where do you find a d'chiyo on an asay? Kasha number two, and really a bigger kasha, is what was the asay over here? V'shlimoy la'asara. Rabbi Eliezer needed a minion. Now, davening with a minion is very important. But is it a mitzvah to say deraisa? It's certainly not a mitzvah to say deraisa. You won't find anywhere. Tefillah itself is a machlekes Rambam and Ramban, whether it's a mitzvah to say deraisa. But the daven with a minion is certainly not a mitzvah to say deraisa. The Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is yishtado. But it's certainly not a mitzvah deraisa. So if it's not a mitzvah deraisa, how is it possible that Lashlimei La'asara would have been doicha lo'olabem tavoidu? And there's three mahalchim that are given in the Rishonim. The Ran says in Art Sugya, and Tosef Pesachim Daf Mentesim and Aleph says this, Kamat Meforish as well, that you see from this Gemara that lo'olabem tavoidu was not a real mitzvah saseh. It wasn't a real mitzvah saseh. If it was a real mitzvah saseh, then there's no way in the world that it would be nitches mit lashlimay lasara. Tosef's lashon is, it's an asay kal. Rabbi Kidega is already mitzayin this Tosfos, but either way, the first mahalach in the Rishonim is that this is not a mitzvah asay. The Rashba brings a teretz from the Ramban, that the Ramban said that lo'olam mem tavoidu is a real mitzvah asay, but the yisoy, the sheirish ha-mitzvah, the spirit of lo'olam mem tavoidu is lo'isichonim. We know that a yid is not allowed to just give a gift to a non-Jew. It's aser, midai raisa, there's a lois asay of lo'isichonim. In fact, this is one of the key points that was discussed in the Shtar Mechira with Shemitah Bizman Azeh. One of the things that we talked about the last couple of days, so the first shaila was is deiraisa derabanan. That's something we spoke about. But another big issue was loisichanim. A lot of poskim held that. How could you sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew? Aren't you being over the issue loisichanim? So there's a problem with loisichanim. So zok the Rashba, the whole yisoid of loilam tavoidu is loisichanim. That's the spirit of the Isser. To the extent you're doing it Lidvar Mitzvah, you're not being over Lasechonim. It's for that reason it's going to be okay. The third Teretz, and that's the Rosh, and the Rosh is in two places, in Perek Ve'ilu Megalchin and Mesachtes Maikotin. It's also in Perek Shloisha Achlu and Mesachtes Brachas, where the Rosh says that being that this was a Mitzvah Derabim is Odev. So even though this is only a Mitzvah Derabonon, but there's a Zikui Harabim element, and for a Zikui Derabim, it's going to be fine. Now this Rosh is a little bit of an Arichos, but there's just one point in the Rosh that's very worth speaking out. And that is, the Rosh, when he asks the Kasha, he says, Lashimi La'asara, that's a din de Rabbanan. That's not a din de Rai. So Zok the Rosh, the Ein Loimar, and don't tell me that maybe we were talking about where you did need a minion to be Mekayim a Mitzvah de Rai. So, and you know what the example would be? Kegoyim Likris Parsha Zohar, Shehum in Atayra. That would be a good way out. Maybe it was Parsha Zohar, and they needed a tzeinta to learn from the Torah. That the Rosh, this is the famous Shitas, the Rosh is a mitzvah, says, hey, deiraisa. So if it's a mitzvah, it's a deiraisa. It was a deiraisa, and that's why you keep it like a leilam tavoido. Zok the Rosh, it's not mashma that way. The mashma b'chol inyanayri, it doesn't sound like that was the case over here. It sounds like this could have happened on a Tuesday too. It didn't have to be dafka parsha zochra. I saw Geshmak Akasha in the Sefer Megodim Chadosha in the Sechtes Brochas. He brings this Kasha from the Shoyal Beishet. His Kasha is that how could the Rosh have had a havamina that this story with Rabbi Eliezer took place on Parsha Zohar? If it took place on Parsha Zohar, it happened on a Shabbos. Could you be Meshachar your Eved Knani on a Shabbos? There's two ways to be Meshachar and Eved Knani. With a Get Shechar or with Kesef. Kesef, there's no way you could do that on Shabbos. Get Shechar, that you can hand them over Get Shechar on Shabbos. The problem is that we learn La La Me'isha, that just like a Get Isha has to be written Lishma, a Get Shechar has to be written Lishma as well. This story sounds like it happened very spontaneously, that they were sitting around, like Matzah Basara, they couldn't find a minion. So he says, all right, let's give him a Get Shechar. So if you had a Get Shechar off the shelf, so you can hand it over to him. Maybe that's something you could do on Shabbos. But to the extent that it has to be written Lishma, you couldn't write it on Shabbos, so how they give him the Get Shechar? And Zok the Shoy Lameshav, and even if you'll tell me somehow you can get around those issues, but I have a more fundamental problem, because the Poskim all discuss, can a person make something Hefker on Shabbos? You're not allowed to buy something on Shabbos. You're not allowed to sell something on Shabbos. It's Mekach HaMemkar. Mekach HaMemkar is also on Shabbos. Mimtzoy Chef to Chavad Abedob. You're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. A lot of poskim hold, you're not allowed to be mafkir something on Shabbos either. To be Meshachar and Eved is an element of Hefker. So according to the poskim that hold, which are many, that you're not allowed to be mafkir something on Shabbos, L'chair, you shouldn't be able to be Meshachar on Shabbos either. If you can't be Meshachar on Shabbos, then what was the Rosh's Havamina? That this was Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar is Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, how could you ever be Meshachar Eved on Shabbos? A Geshmak Akasha. I'll tell you one other interesting Kasha, but as you'll see, it's amazing that this is a Kasha that the Achrayim discuss. The Birkei Yosef, that's the Chidah. The Chidah discusses a Shailah that the Chacham Tzvi discussed in a Tshuva. The Chacham Tzvi in a Tshuva discussed what would happen if somebody was wise enough and holy enough that he could create a Goyla. Ayudei Sefi Yetzira, Tzira Fashemes, he now created a Goylem. Is that Goylem or Yid? So he gave him Mila Tfilah. Let's say he was Megayer him. Could he count the Minyan Asara? Or could he not count the Minyan Asara? The Chacham Tzvi discusses this Shail in Ashuva. So I saw B'Shem, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, and the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah brings this Kasha as well. It's in Birkei. I brought it with me, but I left it probably in my car. But the Birkei Yosef brings that the Gemara and the Midrashim talk about the unbelievable koiches Rabbi Eliezer had. So the kash is that Rabbi Eliezer's zicha could have created a goylem. If he could have created a goylem, he needed a tzenta. What was the issue? Why are you being meshachar and eved? You're being over naseh of lo oylem dem tavoidu. You're doing it with the last breira, mitzvah shani. I have a better idea. Create a goylem. He'll count leminyan. Must be a taraya to one side of the Chacham Tzvi Shaila that our Goylem is not Mitzvah of Luminium. Again, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis the Chidog, Gidoyli Gidoyli Yisrael, asked this Kasha. And the Birkei Yosef, Simen Nun Hesef Kotan Dalad, you could look it up, says two Terutzim. He says, number one, who says that just because you could create a Goylem, it means that it's the right thing to do? It could be Bemidas Chasidus, even if you know how to do these things, it's still something that you shouldn't do. Inami, who says you could do it? Who says you could do it? And with the snap of a finger. Maybe it takes time. Maybe you have to sit time. There's a meditative process. It could be, just doesn't happen. and they had to make a certain zman tefillah, whatever it was. It could be to make this lad lashdim latzara. That was something that wasn't going to work. But either way, an interesting kasha they both have. But I saw another teretz. The Pardes Yosef and Parshas Mishpatim brings this kasha, and he says a teretz based on the Rashba and the Tshuva. The Rashba and the Tshuva says the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin daf samechei amid beis zok the Gemara Rab Chanina v'Rab Oishia v'Yosvi kol ma'ali shapto v'oski b'sefi yitzira. Every Erev Shabbos they used to sit down and they would learn Sefik Yitzira. Umivrulu Iglotosa. And when they learned Sefik Yitzira, they would already cook for Shabbos at the same time. So Umivrulu Iglotosa, they would make this really, it's like a filet mignon, or really, this was the best third-born calf. This was always considered the most chashev food, Bimei Chazal. And that's what they ate for Shabbos. They would create their food working with Sefik. Zok Dirash Ben Atshuva Dover Nifla. When did this happen? It happened on Erev Shabbos. Zok Dirash, it wasn't a coincidence that it happened on Erev Shabbos. Because it was Dafka be'Erev Shabbos that they had the koyach to do this. Because Erev Shabbos is the day that Hashem created man. So there's a koyach hayetzira that's in the world on Erev Shabbos. And that's when Erev Shabbos, they were able to manipulate the Seif HaYetzirah. But on a Tuesday, a Monday, and a Wednesday, they wouldn't have been able to do it. This is the same Rashba that says that the reason, the Gemara Mesachim says, why do we make the bracha Bayer Mari Eish on Matzoy Shabbos? So the Gemara says, because Eish, fire was created on Matzoy Shabbos. So what? Zokter Rashba, since fire was created on Matzoy Shabbos, every Matzoy Shabbos, it's Choyze V'Neir, the koyach of Yitzira of Eish, it's stronger than it is on a regular day of the week. And it's for that reason, you always do it on Shabbos. I once heard, Yeshua Abib Yusel, the Rav here on High Street, spoke out. There's a Gemara Masechtas Tainus. The Gemara says that the Anshe Maimid, in the times of Chazal, used to fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They didn't fast Friday because of COVID Shabbos. They didn't fast Shabbos, obviously because of Shabbos. They also didn't fast on Sunday. And the Gemara asks Akasha, why is it that they didn't fast on Sunday? And the Gemara says three reasons. One reason the Gemara says is, Mepneshu Shlishi Liyitzira. It's the Shlishi Liyitzira. So what? Zok Rashi, the Adam never became Shishi, because Adam was created on Friday. Just like Shlishi Lamila, the Anshei Shechem were not well. Slow too. Shlishi Liyitzira, a person is shvach. You want to know why you feel tired on Sunday? It has nothing to do with your wife and kids. You're tired because it's Shlishi Liyitzira. A yid is always tired by Yom Shlishi Liyitzira. So Sunday is always going to be a more tiring day. But he asked, what does it have to do with us? Because Adam Arishan was created on Friday. So Mimela, that Sunday, Adam was having a rough day. That means that L'dayri Dayris, every single man on Sunday is going to be Shvach, and that's why the Anshei Maimed thousands of years later couldn't fast on Sunday. The Teretz is this Rashba. Adam was created on Yom Shishi. Every single Yom Shishi, it's somehow Chayze V'Neir, this Koyach HaYetzira, and together with that, every Sunday is always the Shlish of the Yetzira. And as a result, you're always going to feel Shvacher. But either way, if the Rashba said that this Koyach of Sefi Yetzira, again, only works on Friday, so who says this story happened on a Friday? The Brikei Yosef's kasha, friend Zalman, my girl says kasha was. Then why do you have to free the slave? Why don't you just create a person to save Yetzirah? The Rashba said, even the people, shekoichem gadol, that's the lashon of the chidah, shekoichem gadol ki yudua b'medrashim. Rabbi Leza had gevaldig koiches, but it can only work on a Friday. Rabbi Chanina can only do it on a Friday. Rabbi Ishi can only do it on a Friday. Maybe Rabbi Leza can also only do it on a Friday. This story didn't happen on a Friday. As a result, that went divorce.